The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2014 in Excelsior Spring, Missouri. It is one of 21 recordings from the retreat called Insight Dialogue, taught by Gregory Kramer. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gregory Kramer is the founder and guiding teacher of Metta Programs and has been teaching insight meditation since 1980. He developed the practice of insight dialogue and has been teaching it since 1995. Gregory is the author of numerous books. Find out more at www.metta.org.
We're going to offer a contemplation now that you might say exercises or tests or gives you an opportunity to strengthen the meditation instruction, relax. Because this is a contemplation with some strength or roots or touches into the constructions of the body-mind. So even though the contemplation itself may be very compelling, both as a speaker and as a listener, you're invited to nevertheless take plenty of time to pause, relax. See where the tension or anything else is gathered in the body, mind, or resistance. Relax, accept, allow. So we'll start out again with the first speaker. And as you may see, for the listener as well as the speaker, when we introduce this wisdom content and it can penetrate into the body, into the heart, even as a listener, you really want to continue to observe, does the mind fall in as the other is speaking? Can we be responsive and also releasing, resting in mindfulness, rather than identification and grasping? As the very entry into the path of awakening, the Buddha continually taught dana, or giving. And when he said that giving is the entryway into the path, it's the starting point, and it runs through the entire path, he wasn't diminishing what he meant by the path. He didn't say, oh, giving is the path to feeling a little better or being a little bit better person. This was the path of awakening he was talking about. Maybe we can discover in experience a little bit of why. This dana, or giving, has a certain movement of the heart, but I'm going to invite you into some rather difficult territory, territory that really needs pause, relax, to rest with. Just as we can tighten the fist and see where tension is and how it manifests, what it feels like, the suffering of the tension, we can also touch what the closed fist of non-giving is in our own hearts, frankly, humanly, kindly. So before we have the gift of moving into the movement of dana, of giving, let's touch the closed fist of non-giving. Only speak what you care to speak. If a thought comes up, even if it's true and you don't want to speak it, don't say it. No problem. This is meditation. Only what would be spoken. But where do you notice in this heart, this mind, the holding, the non-giving, or the giving with contingencies, with expectation, or the closure of the heart when there's an opportunity to give and the giving doesn't flow? When you pause and you notice such a thought or memory or feeling, pause and relax. Receive it. If you find yourself moving fully into identification and wrestling with it, it's too much. Bad choice. It's just what came up, let it go. It's too much for you. But if you can pause and relax and receive even this, because hey, we're all human. We all have places of non-giving. It's not unique to any one of us. Relax, accept, allow, and as you speak the truth of this experience, the words of this, describing this experience or this aspect, continue with the mindfulness. Don't just launch it and launch into your story. Continue pausing. Continue giving yourself the gift of relax, accept, allow, even this. Nothing is left out of the meditating mind. And again, for the listener, this can be, I don't know, perhaps some offering from your meditation partner that has some real interest or strength or complexity. It could draw you in a way of identification, and maybe you feel you need to take care of them or give them advice or pause. Notice the tension of all of that. Let yourself be really present with the totality of the moment. Receive, relax, pause, relax, and continue the practice. Beginning our contemplation of dana, of giving, with non-giving, this body, mind, and supporting yourself really diligently with pause, relax. Take your time. Pause, relax. As the body is sitting, is there any excitement of the mind naturally arising from this contemplation? Maybe, maybe not. And I'd almost ask, if not, is it being held at arm's length? Or is it being allowed into the immediacy of this moment? Shifting to the new speaker. And just to remind you, the contemplation is giving, dana, and beginning specifically with the non-giving, the felt sense of it. The heart that doesn't share, or that shares partially, holding back. What's the actuality, the experience, as you touch it, either in this moment or from memory, it becomes in this moment. If it doesn't, don't speak it. If it's just an old baked story, let it go. Here and now. where that story might be alive in the heart now. And for both the speaker and the listener, giving priority to pause, relax. So there's mindfulness as you speak, not just before or after. And pause, relax. When you touch something that has some weight to it, like this, what's the quality of relax, accept, receive? When you're noticing the heart that holds the grip of non-giving. Pause, relax. Releasing the form opens to the practice going back and forth, and because the contemplation has this potency, that could amplify reactivity into non-sati, into forgetting, and non-pasati, non-tranquility of either the excitement and thrill of it or the agitation of the content. And yet we bring our meditation forward to support us as we touch this grip of non-giving. It's not just the mind state of generosity, it's the act of giving or the act of holding back, of not showing up in your heart, or not opening your hand to give the object or the money or the time. To meet that and to receive as the other meets it, pause, relax, receive. You in your pausing and relaxing as they speak become the pillar of awareness, the reference point. Remembering again that this practice is never about offering each other all kinds of advice and the brilliance of your insight and your psychological knowledge, your meditative knowledge. Let it go. That's just more self. It may come from compassion, but it's forming a self around that. Just pause and relax. Let your practice be simple. What's the experience just now? And from this, there's the contemplation. And you speak in this moment. You listen in this very moment. So please, take your time. If you find yourself speaking very quickly, you might give yourself the gift of a longer pause. See what happens. If you find that there's tension, take more time with relax, receive, accept, allow. As you touch this contemplation of dana, beginning with the non-dana, the non-giving. Pause, relax, accept. I invite you now to contemplate the dana that is dana, the giving that is giving. And this is the natural response of generosity when there's no holding. So in the pause, as you reflect on this, please don't waste your time with just the stories. Touch the experience of the non-holding, of the offering, when the fist lets go. What is that? When you sit generously with another, maybe even right now. When you actually offer money where it's needed, or time where it's called for, or food, maybe to a friend, maybe even to an animal. The movement of the giving, touch that. There will be no taking turns. So, the gift of giving listening, giving ear, and the gift of giving speech, giving truth, is flowing between you in some sense. You can notice that. But so is this reflection. Because the truth that you speak, it has value, it has meaning, it has impact, especially if someone's listening deeply. And it has impact on you if you're really sitting with it. So let the Dhamma do its work. Don't just ride over the top. Really let it drop in. The giving. Dana. Giving that really is giving. You're reflecting on a virtue here, a virtue that's already present in you. There's so many places that you give, so many will be invisible to you until you really look for them. Perhaps giving to your children or your parents that you take for granted. Well, of course I do that. No. Touch the giving, the moment of the offering, of the meal, of the funds transfer, of the time, of the ride somewhere, of the heartfelt listening, of the objects, now again, even though this is perhaps a more enjoyable or you might say positive contemplation, I just offer a short reminder that meditation still sits at the center. So let the pause be really strong here to support you as you meet actual contemplation content. Let the pause support you and relax, receive. Take your time exploring this already developed virtue and the action itself of giving. Pause. Relax. Just taking a moment to give you a chance to see How's it going with giving priority to pause, relax? Even more than the richness of content of Dana. Really let the power of meditation come forward, and the depth of content will take care of itself. Let yourself be curious. What could this be? To be right at this intersection of thinking and speaking and listening and awareness. Right at the intersection of relatedness and tranquility. So check your practice. Be kind to yourself. Take your time. In this last time of practice, you might invite yourself to increasingly notice the giving here and now. You could still speak of the giving elsewhere in your life, developed as part of your life, where it's ceased to be a practice and it's something that's lived, just like when the pause ceases and there's just sati, the giving just happens. You could examine this, but you can also see how it is now, giving the seeing of another with the eyes, giving the hearing, giving the speech, which is a revealing of the interior, the mind, the heart. What's the actual experience? Once again, there's a kind of an opening, just the way the fist opens in order to give, the heart opens in order to give. See for yourself what is actually right here. Let yourself drop down into the finer texture of the relational experience. And if it still comes up that you speak something out of the room from this life of giving, that's fine. No problem. But speak of the actualities of it. And you might notice it here and now as well. Pause, relax, and receive as someone speaks such a truth, such a quality. Relax, allow, receive is part of taking it in. This last few minutes of meditation together in the circle, so you might want to offer your gratitude to your partner.